While floods continue to remain a concern for coastal communities, including those here on the South Shore. While there is a great deal of attention on physical steps to prepare for flooding, financial preparation is also important. And joining us to discuss this further is Joe Rossi of the Massachusetts Coastal Coalition. Mr. Rossi, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So now when it comes to flood preparation, one of the things that has been recommended is setting funds aside. Could you explain that?
Sure. So April, you know, a lot of this is built off of April, which is Financial Resiliency Month. And a lot of people don't know that that's actually what April is. And so because of that, we really wanted to make sure that people understood that just because we're all distancing from each other, dealing with concurrent disasters, the COVID-19 disaster and a flood disaster, is a real possibility because floods will not distance from us. They will still be happening. And so what's important to know about financial resiliency is it's a concept where we're not necessarily saying have a bunch of cash set aside for a disaster, but make sure that you have resources available to you that can help you after a disaster or before one that can respond financially. For example, now is a great time where while we're all inside, check your insurance coverages, both flooding and homeowners, because they are both critically important. Doing things such as understanding what resources could be available to you after a disaster, such as SBA loans, disaster assistance. That awareness can go a long way when it comes to preparing for something such as a large flood.
Now, when you recommend people check out their insurance coverages, is there anything in particular they should be looking for in their policies?
Well, the one thing that we're really emphasizing is that those that may not think that they have resources available right now to purchase or increase flood coverage or homeowners coverage really need to be able to look at options that may be available to them. You know, understandably, right now, a lot of people have to decide, are they going to put food on the table or are they going to pay bills? And so we're not recommending to forego those types of things in order to purchase more insurance. What we are recommending is exploring options. A great example is that a lot of people don't understand that private flood insurance as an alternative to the National Flood Insurance Program, in some cases can be a good alternative. In some cases, they offer more coverage at a lower cost. And so private flood is, just as an example, a great way to say, hey, is there a better option for me out there that I might be able to purchase any type of flood insurance in order to be prepared for a disaster? And, of course, most South Shore communities are participating in the community rating system, which is allowing national flood insurance policy holders to receive the same coverage at a lower rate now. So there are things that are happening that people should be aware about to prepare themselves financially for the next flood disaster, because June 1st starts hurricane season, and while we haven't had a hurricane in some time, it's only a matter of time. And so people need to be prepared with those types of resources in case we do experience a disaster this year, which will only add to the disasters that all of our states are facing right now with COVID-19.
All right. Well, to learn more about flood insurance, you can visit the Coalition's website, NoFlood, that's K-N-O-W, flood.org. Well, Mr. Rossi, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.